feels like ooh, inside my heart to me. Break down these walls to get to my soul. It's taking, taking control. Ooh, inside my heart to me.
About your song Soul?
That one is kind of an interesting story. It started out as a completely different song that I think we wrote from a jam just all together, and we performed it a few times, and there was something that just kind of wasn't sitting well about it. We weren't as excited to perform it. It didn't quite feel like totally us yet. But then one day we were like, you know, we're hanging out with our producer. His name's Furby. He's really amazing. I highly recommend looking up his band, Laverne. Anyway, so Furby's listening to the song, and he's like, you know, what would happen if you guys put it to a disco beat? And we did, and that's the song now that it exists, and it's really fun to play, and I'm super pleased that we kind of just did that and turned the song in on itself and came out with a pretty much completely different song.
When do each of you feel most in your element personally? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
For myself, definitely performing. There's nothing quite like it for me. That's always where I feel the most at home, especially when I have my, you know, best friends up on stage with me and we're just having a great time and having audience members have a great time with us and connecting in that way. There's nothing like quite like that for me out there.
Yeah, I would definitely have to agree. I think all the aspects are definitely fun, and just being a music person is fun, and that almost feels like your home element, but the playing shows is just such an immediate reward response. And it's like the best drug. It just, you know, some drugs get worse every time you take them. Performing doesn't. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and more ridiculous. So definitely performing, I think, for me too.
Your performances include Canadian Music Week, Rifflandia Festival, the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival, as well as lots of shows around the province. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Oh, there's been a lot of pretty memorable shows. There was a few notable ones. We did our album release at the Wise Hall last January, and that was a big one for us. It was a big moment for us, releasing kind of our first bit of music, and you know, we kind of hounded all our friends and family to like come out. The response was just incredible. Like, we sold the place out, and it was an unreal night. It was one of the first times I think that's happened for our group at that kind of level. And that was really exciting. But there's been a few other ones. We got a chance to work with Tom Jackson, who does show production. He works with like Taylor Swift and a bunch of people. He's kind of like a coach, like a performance coach, I guess. And we did this session with him, and then we played a couple shows right after. And that was a really cool experience too, to being able to take these things we learned about connecting with people and performing and trying to make like moments for your audience and just kind of like taking it a lot deeper than we were taking it before. And I remember that being really pivotal, because it was just a really cool moment to just be playing after that with this extra bit of knowledge and just trying it out and just seeing it kind of work and it all kind of happened. That was, for me, kind of a really cool, exciting moment.
There's so many shows that I could kind of pull up to talk about for this. One of them that kind of sticks out recently in my mind is we played Guilt & Co. very recently, within the last few weeks, I believe. And the audience was incredible. It was an incredible night. It was hot and sweaty, and everybody was dancing and screaming their faces off the whole time. And it was unbelievable. So those kind of nights kind of stick out for me, but there's definitely amazing performances in terms of like just people that we meet or places that we get to go that I could just ramble on forever about, but I'm not going to.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the summer?
Well, we've been kind of like figuring out our next kind of plan of releases. And so we started to work towards that. We've got shows coming up. We're playing in the interior. We're playing at the Dream Cafe. We're playing at Fernando's. We've got some some of that kind of going on. We're planning out a couple of recording sessions for a couple of new singles that we're hoping to work out. Those should be happening in the next couple months. I think we're doing a live music video in a couple months as well.
With
Blue Light Studios. We've got another music video we're planning to shoot. We definitely keep ourselves quite busy. If you want to find us and keep updated, we do update our website with our current shows quite religiously. There's also our Bands in Town, which is, from what we've been told, the most updated place to find us. We definitely have a lot going on. So, well, our website address for the band is thatbandraincity.com. And then you can find us, Rain City, on Bands in Town.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Lay My Head. What can you tell me about that one?
That was a song we wrote quite a while ago. I think that one started where I came in and I had this, like, just this chord progression or this bass line or something. I don't remember exactly what kind of started off. I don't really remember much else of how that song started, though. Like, we just kind of jammed it out, and it's been a song that we've played at, like, almost every show for maybe the last, like, 2 years. And it's just kind of, it keeps molding and evolving. It's kind of a weird song for us because the recording, I haven't listened to the recording of that song in maybe like a year. But that song keeps evolving. Every time we play it, it's always a bit different. It's always changing. The way we play it now is definitely different than the way it was recorded and taken down. It's just a song about, like, sleeping and just needing to get rest, really. And just, like, kind of being in the grind, I think, is, like, where Claire was coming from when she was kind of making the lyrics. And I guess that's kind of suitable for us because we definitely just keep going. But, It's a fun song, chill. Good song, I hope.
Awesome song. Taylor and Riley, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
But I damn.
disappear.